What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV. Scott and Courtney are never, ever, ever getting back together, sadly. But you guys, we're talking Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the family trip in part two. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys?
What's up? We are back.
After last week, we had a dramatic exit. But we're here, and we're back, and the air conditioning is on today.
So we'll stick around for a while.
Unless it gets too cold, and then we bounce. But we love you guys so much. Thanks for watching again. I'm joined by my lovely panel, starting with Howard. Where can we find you on social media?
Yeah,
he's not forgetting us this time.
I never get y'all.
Just me. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
Hey guys, I'm Justine. You can find me everywhere at Let's Face with Justine, but on Twitter, Let's Face with 33.
All right, I'm kidding.
Damn, son. Well, then. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And you can find me on all social media at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We love you guys.
What's the T stand for? I forgot to ask.
It's a secret.
Really?
Oh. If I tell you, I have to kill you.
Terrible.
It's a secret.
Because I was thinking, oh, Dakota Tremendous. Jones. And I was like, no, we need the T. Like, I was thinking, like, Dakota Jones. No, it has to be Dakota T. Jones. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's random. Crazy. But
I'll tell you later.
Was thinking about it.
I'll tell you later.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
Okay,
you guys, trip in part two, though. Okay. Like, this was one of those episodes that really did need a part two. Mm-hmm. Do you agree? Because, like, you can't fit all of the things that happened.
How many episodes are there? Like, I cannot find it anywhere.
I know, we were just talking about this. We're like, how many more episodes do we have of the season?
Infinity.
I know, exactly. okay, so this, of course, I knew would happen. Scott plays the victim once again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sex addict. Okay.
That line, though, but that line where he's like, why don't you just, just go back to the hotel and screw so then all this wouldn't happen. It was just like
come on.
Like talking about Courtney. Like,
yeah.
I kind of like that.
But I like that it was in front of, everybody. I don't know, like if someone ever did that in front of my mom, I'd feel so
awkward.
Yeah,
but she has two kids. I mean, they didn't come from me.
I know, but.
And I just think,
I don't know.
It's like a little pathetic because whenever he talks about when they went to Aspen, he was like, I was blanking off the entire trip
jerking
so many
off?
Times. Yeah.
You can't say jerking?
I just don't like it.
Okay.
But like
I was blanking off.
I don't know. I just feel like that's just like to say that and be like, oh, I was constantly doing that. I'm like, that's nasty. Like, get out of here.
Wait,
like,
him saying it or him doing it?
Just like the fact that he feels the need to say that or like the fact that it's that much of a problem.
I think it's funny too.
Like the fact that it's that much of a problem though. I don't know. It's a little weird.
I don't think it's that much of a problem. I think he uses it as an excuse to once again get to Courtney.
Yeah.
Like I literally think that's it. Because he even said right after, I don't think I'm necessarily a sex addict, but
I'm like, okay.
Yes, Scott, you're not. So stop it.
Just
like people actually really do have that problem. So I don't know. He's looking at
like Usher.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah, you guys didn't know that?
No.
After him and Chili. You
I
knew that.
I know he
yeah.
did, yes, but.
Yeah, after him and Chili broke up, he said that he was a sex addict.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Howard's not buying it. Let you know.
Howard's like, no. Okay, but I did love when they were sort of tubing through the rainforest. I want to do that. Seems kind of scary, though. Like, what could be in the water to, like, jump up at you? You know, you're in a different country. You never know. But
yeah.
Kim and Chris were sitting it out. They're like, no, not today.
Yeah.
And that's too bad because they look like they had a blast.
They also look like they had a blast underneath the waterfall and the hot, the.
Yeah. When Chris was like, can I have some water? I'm really thirsty.
I was like, that's so.
Thank you. Yes. And she's pouring it out and she's going like this. And they're like, Mom, are you like, what are you doing? And she's taking it. And then later at dinner, she's just spraying it.
Okay, but
I'm sorry, that was so funny.
I want to know though, like, is that illegal to like take spring water? You know, like.
If she puts it in, well.
Why wouldn't it? Would it be?
Well, I mean, that too, but I feel like in some countries, like, you're not allowed to. Like, in some countries, you're not supposed to bring back, like, some of the sand, like black sand or something.
Oh, really?
Oh,
who said that?
It's in some country. I don't remember.
I brought sand back from Kenya.
Some places you're not allowed to do that, or like they don't want you to transport water or whatever. And so the fact that Chris is just like stocking up, I was like, oh, she could maybe get in trouble for that. But yeah, she was spritzing and she was like, it's going to cure my psoriasis. And
I didn't know she had it. I know that Kim did. I didn't know she
Kim has it. Kylie has it and she has it.
Oh, wow.
How about Well, I was going to say, too, that to bring it back on the plane, but I keep forgetting they have a private jet, so yeah. They don't have to go through security, because I'm thinking, like, first of all,
I wonder if they still have to go through customs.
Yeah, I mean, they have
They'd still have to do that, but I think if she brings it in her bag, that might not be an issue. I don't know.
But maybe. You do have to go through customs, even if it's a private jet. I never went on a private jet, so I wouldn't know, so.
Me neither.
You haven't?
No.
Wow.
I know, have you?
Yeah.
No.
I was like, really? Tell me about
I'm like,
it.
The gag is.
How about, I know this wasn't at the same time, but because it's before I forget, I wanted to say something about it. We were all dying laughing when, what was it, Chris was looking at Kim at some point. I was like, you look like a
80s Chris.
A little 80s Chris Jenner. We're all like, she wants, she wishes. She's like,
I know.
I was just, I don't know when that was, but that was so funny. I was just like, oh my God.
I mean, at the end of the day, too, think of Chris, like, back in the day. I don't know if you guys knew what she did when, she was...
No.
A flight attendant?
Was she a flight attendant?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, she was?
That's how they met, her and Robert.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
She's a flight
so
attendant.
She was hot, she was a flight attendant. So, you know, she's probably, then she met Robert, she was party doing all the parties and stuff. And now all of her kids, you know, Rob is, you know, still questionable, is doing well. Like, I mean, that's a proud mom right there. Like, happy Mother's Day to her.
Happy Mother's Day to her.
That's true.
Happy Mother's Day, Chris. That's
what she was trying to say. She doesn't have kids. Like you know how parents have kids and they just never leave the house or they're just not, they're just... pretty much effing up. I mean, these kids.
All of them, besides Rob.
Yeah, I mean, Rob's.
Now he's a kid.
Given the fact she had so many kids, for one to be kind of like not even, like, he's not like he's a drug addict or something.
Yeah, like he's fine.
So, kudos to her.
Kudos, Chris.
Yeah.
So, Kim says that Chloe is like negative Nancy. She's like, you're just snappy. You're just snappy. That's what you are. That's the only word I can think of, snappy. And like, I understood where Kim was coming from because. You know, Chloe was really trying to have, like, a great time. I get that. Like, she was really wanting everyone to be together. But everyone was enjoying their vacation. Everyone was chilling. Everyone was having a good time. So, like, I get where Kim is coming from. She's like, you're everyone's fine. Like, you're the one that's the negative one. Mm-hmm. And I do get that because I feel like Chloe wants things a certain way sometimes. And she's just like, well, I want it to be like this. And you guys are crazy. And it's like, everyone's chilling.
I think she wanted it to be the way that the old ones were. Like, she's used to, before the kids, she's used to the way that all the family vacations were. So she probably, I think it came out wrong. I just think Kim is just like... You're so snappy. And, like, they're just pretty boring. I could just see her and Chris not wanting to do anything. So, like, I was kind of on Chloe's side with that.
You think, too, all the planning that she did, like, as a planner myself, it's so you like doing it, but you also kind of, you don't necessarily want somebody to, like, kiss your ass for doing it, but you kind of want somebody to appreciate it and enjoy the plans that you put it, like, thoughtfully, carefully put it together.
They could do and lay out at their house, at their million-dollar houses. They have an amazing backyard. They can do that there.
Yeah, but when are you going to be on a Costa Rican beach?
That's what I'm saying. The beach. They didn't even want to go to the beach.
I'm saying. Like, why would you have paparazzi stop your whole vacation? Like, paparazzi's everywhere.
And they look good. It's just not like they're fat. Yeah. So they
love the paparazzi and being in the limelight. They love it. Don't they act like they don't, but they love it.
They were just on the beach in Mexico.
Come on.
And like, I do think it is funny, the fact that they'll be like, the one thing I hate is getting on the internet and seeing photos of our family vacation. And I'm like, really? Because you all, like, post the paparazzi photos. Like, exactly. That's all they post is the photos that people take of them, the paparazzi.
Just sip this tea.
Mm-hmm. When you
and it's really tea, so it works out really good.
It's awesome, though, because they get all their Instagram photos. They don't have to take any photos. I mean, they do, but, like, they can, like, Kylie does it a lot. She'll just pick whatever paparazzi photo in her outfit, and she's walking, and, like, looks amazing. And I'm like, photo shoot every day.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, did she just go on Google myself and then just, oh, I like that, and like, upload it? Like, I always wondered how that
Like, Kylie Jenner Coachella. Oh, that's a nice shot. Yeah.
Or she uses her little fan pages where they tag her. Yeah. And she takes a lot of photos from that, too. From that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I think that's awesome. I mean, cool. But then we get this scene where Courtney, I totally forgot to talk about this. In the very beginning, it was amazing and iconic how all three of them, like, threw the drink at Scott. But I didn't like how it just got resolved so quickly.
It turned into a joke. Like, I thought it was going to be more mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I could tell right after they were joking. They're like, okay, so let's go home. And
I mean, it's Scott, though.
You can't take it too seriously.
But it's crazy that, like, they didn't, like, I feel like they were going to be upset. But then they're like, all right, we're resolved. I feel so much better now. And I'm like, how? Exactly. Like, you still got the same problems. He's still being schmarmy.
Yeah, but I think they've accepted... he's not going to change. So I think they've accepted him for who he is. And they're just letting him know that, hey, like, they... the one thing I do like about Chloe is, like, she doesn't let stuff fly. So they just kind of let him know, like, hey, we know that you have a girl up there. We're calling you on your BS. We're calling you. These are the reasons why we're calling you on your BS. All right, now you're back in the fold. Because they can't kick him out of the fold. Like, it's just based off of everything, like, his family dynamic and all that stuff. Like, they can't kick him out of the fold.
I know. And we see that Courtney is like, all right, we're never getting back together. And I thought, wow, this is a good, honest conversation that they're having. And then at the very end, he freaking grabs her and is, like, touching all over her.
And she's laughing.
And she's like,
no.
And you, like, know he's getting excited under the water. Like,
no. We are, and she doesn't say it seriously. She's just like, so. He says something about getting back together. We are never getting back together. Like, and, like, it sounds like she's kind of joking and smiling and looking down. And he's like, stop showing me your ass or whatever. And then he brings her out and she's laughing and... If you don't want someone to touch you, that's not how you act. Trust me.
I wonder if he were to get, like, a legitimate girlfriend, because he's had these little side things, but, like, a legitimate girlfriend that he cares about and puts in time and stops doing that to Courtney, if she would actually get jealous.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh. I'm sure.
Because he's never done that. He's that's kind true. Of banged a few chicks and, you know, kind of sort of, but he's always, like, Courtney's his love. So I wonder, and she's used to getting that attention regardless, so I wonder if he actually were to hold that back, which he probably should have done. Like, that was like Pimp 101 or something. Like, he should have did that first to see how she would react.
Get a girl and be like, you know what, I'm actually seeing this girl. I want her to come on her next family vacation.
Oh,
and, like,
that would not fly.
See
or
what
even
she
not even
said.
That. Just not even give her, like, attention. Like, these are my kids. I'm going to pick up my kids, do whatever I need to do with my kids.
I feel like she'd freak out. She'd be like, wait.
Yeah.
She would. It's she's... I mean, it's kind of how it is. You, a lot of people want what they can't have, so she'd automatically be like, what?
Because right now Scott doesn't want me. Right now he's too readily available for her all the time and is so desperate to get her back that, like, she's like, oh, I don't want you back because you're always going
to
be here.
And she knows that no matter what, he'll go back to her. So she's like, I'm just not feeling him for the last few years.
Yeah.
Maybe in a couple years, but...
Maybe this is just their break then. If she knows he's always going to be there, maybe she's like, okay, I'm going to date around... And probably in 3 years, 5 years, I'll get back with Scott just because he's sitting on the sideline.
Do you believe her when she goes, we're never getting back together?
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I mean, I do got to say that I'm impressed. We always see, oh, I'm going to break up with Scott. I'm going to break up with Scott. They never, never, never did. Now, they've been apart for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them apart that long.
How
so
long
I'm like,
have they been apart for now?
Oh, a long time. I want to say like almost months.
At least 6 months.
Yeah.
Almost half a year or so, yeah. But
after... That's like technically...
That technically. Yeah. We don't know what's happening behind closed doors when the cameras are off.
I was going to say something, but...
What?
He's gone.
Okay. We wonder, too, if they made them have that conversation, because the way that... It was a very awkward way to have the conversation. She's like, me and Scott need to have this conversation. And then when it was up to it, she's just lying there. And you know how she always jokes around, like, singing, like, we are never getting back together. And he's just like, oh, perfect. You were a pain in the ass for 10 years. And, like, the way they did it, it almost felt like, guys, talk about how you're not getting back together.
Right.
Like, because it just was too weird. And then it was just the whole thing. I was just like, my head, I'm just like, what's going on?
I totally agree with you. I thought that, too. I thought that they were like, oh, just talk about it for a second. We're going to get this on camera. Like, super laid back. Like, no effort. No
nothing.
Feelings.
It was just out of nowhere.
I know.
So.
It was funny. I totally
agree. We're not getting back together. It was just random.
I was like, okay, cool.
And then he picks her up right after. And
that made
as
me
soon
so
as
mad.
That happened, we looked at each other. We're like, I don't, like.
It's just stupid.
Whatever.
Like, come on. Like, if you're not going to be back together, stop doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
If I were her, I'd be like, stop touching me, you
but
baboon.
But she doesn't.
Like,
she obviously doesn't feel that strongly, or she would.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or they have, like, a fluid type relationship where they go off and do whatever they need to do, and they'll always have their family.
Who knows?
Something different.
Something different.
Scott can touch me any way he wants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Oh. It worked. Oh. It worked too perfectly. I had to.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So after, moving on. So after, after Kim calls Chloe a bully, they have, like, this big blowout fight, and then to make up, they decide to all, like, work out together. And I thought that was cute, like, the working out. Like, the Snapchat glasses, I actually want those. Like,
I'm not surprised.
I would like those.
I kind of want them,
and
too.
And
they're
stylish. They've been out for a while, though.
Yeah, and actually...
I've never even heard of
them. You can't purchase them online or anything. You have to, like, find a kiosk. And so, like, I know on Venice Beach, they have, like, one of the garages open, like, where they used to have...
Oh, my gosh, I could tell you a way how you can get it. A different way. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off there.
But I found one of the kiosks one time, and I was like, oh, wow, and I wanted to buy it, but it's super expensive.
Don't buy it.
Oh.
You're Dakota T. Jones.
I need to just like say, hey, I'll promote it. Okay. I'll just promote it on my Dakota. Account. Yeah.
Like, it's so one of those random things where it's like, oh, how convenient Snapchat is. She just so happens to have the glasses in Costa Rica.
During her workout.
During the workout. I'm just like, oh, this is like the last ditch effort to like not be overthrown by Instagram stories.
Oh my gosh, I really
Once Instagram want that. Figures out the whole flower thing and its Snapchat is
it's over.
Done.
But yes, I do want to know how to get those. I would love those because they just look cool and they're stylish and I just like it. I like it.
I thought it was funny though, Kim calling her a bully. It almost was like, you're a bully. It just was like not a good argument to me. I was like, this just sounds really dumb.
I do like how they're spicing things up and like people are getting in fights and like real stuff is happening. I'm like, cool, they're spicing up and like those double interviews are so much fun.
Wait, yes. I do like the double interviews.
Yeah, I do like the
double interviews. I'm like, yes, I see you switching it up after 13 seasons.
It's about time.
Like, hit it, you know? But okay, so this family dinner by the water, gorgeous. So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the pit and the peak is always like a fun thing to watch them do. And Chloe was still being sour. I don't like whiny people. And it's like, girl, I love you, Chloe, but you were the whiniest. Like,
yeah, right.
She just wants love, Dakota.
Oh,
she
my
just
gosh.
Wants to be a family.
What I did notice, however, I pointed this out to you guys, is that Tyga, I've never heard Tyga speak in any of the episodes, but King, he's had more lines than Tyga in this whole series.
And Chloe is, like, in love with King. And she's also, like, even before any of them had kids, I go, Chloe. And she's the only one that doesn't have them. And I'm like,
she deserves to be able to
Didn't
have
she
children.
Have a sleepover with all the kids? I'm like, she would be the best mom. Yeah. Like,
Auntie Chloe. So cute.
It's just so funny. I never saw Tyga with his son. I just saw Chloe with his Tyga son was, the whole time.
Tyga was with
busy
Kylie
doing other stuff.
Doing other things.
And they
Definitely
know, like,
not jerking off.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my
Oh,
goodness.
Dakota doesn't know what that is.
Oh, my Dakota, heart, my
you don't know what that is? Dakota, you don't know what that is?
No.
You've never done it?
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what, I don't even, honestly, to be honest, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait,
I just
are you really being serious
no,
right
like
now?
No, I know you said something, but then she asked if I knew something.
Jerking off.
But we're not going to talk about that.
Come on, let me get it out of you like I did the one time.
I was like, what?
Like, what the heck are we talking
about? I don't
about?
Know what that
Wait,
is.
Wait, so like, do you know what it is or you don't know
I
it
know
is?
What it is.
Oh, okay.
I know
All
what
right,
it
that's
is.
Good.
Just,
have you ever done it?
I don't want to talk. I don't know what you just
How
said.
How many times a day do you do it?
Wow, so, let's move on. Next
so,
story.
Let's talk about
I love making you uncomfortable. It's so fun.
Let's talk about Court's naked photo shoot.
Oh, speaking of naked, have you ever done it?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Get
Sorry,
out of here.
It was good. We
no.
got.
Okay, so this naked photo shoot, though. Like, she
it
like,
was on point.
It was, but
she looks good.
But, like, the fact that.
Look how jealous Kylie was.
I know. I was like, Kylie, like, everyone was just watching. It's like they all, like, had popcorn standing by watching her naked. And I'm like, well, that's one way to do a family gathering.
What's wrong with that, though?
I'm like, cool.
I know. I'd be like, I'd be kind of
really?
Shy.
You have a problem with nudity?
Yeah.
Not fully. Like, I can go. Pretty close, but to go, like, fully, I'd feel a little weird. Yeah.
Not in front of my family.
Yeah, but they're, I mean, even if you haven't seen them naked, you've seen them naked. Like, you've seen.
Well,
like,
exactly. We've seen them.
If Kim were to, like, just start doing a photo shoot on the stream, like, I've seen all this before.
Yeah.
She's put it out on Instagram all over the place.
We've
like,
seen
I'm
it.
Not. Yeah, so I feel like with them, that's not a first. It's
yeah, like I just don't understand why Kylie was so jealous. I'm like, you can do it if
I'm
you
like,
want.
I'm like, if you
want to
get in the pool, like, go
like,
for
why
it.
Why was she not doing it? She's just, like, looking at her like,
I
gotta
I
be naked.
She's, I don't think she's comfortable being fully naked, which I'm fine.
Oh,
I mean, like, I wouldn't be comfortable either, but.
Mm-hmm. Why, Dakota?
Oh, because I don't want to put my body out there like that. But, okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your body? You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
He doesn't know what jerking off is.
Oh, my gosh. Stop this thing.
Justine.
But
sorry. I'm having really fun with this right now.
Justine, he doesn't know what jerking off is.
I'm like, okay, this is our after show, guys.
Oh, my God. Well, sometimes we got to spice it up. It's late. No.
It is late. Very late.
It's getting late. You know what time that is for.
Oh,
you
so
want me to go home? All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, Dakota.
I'll leave you alone.
Okay, thanks.
Oh
okay,
gosh.
But whenever Kim goes back to New York to talk to the judge, I've never heard of this before, but they have to freaking, like, reenact with actors. Like,
what?
Everything going on. I was like, wow.
I didn't interpret that. Is that what she said?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She literally said that they had to have actors there who like basically reenacted what happened, and so they had to say exactly where people moved and what moves happened. Oh. And I was like, never heard of that. That
would because bring I know back they PTSD. Have like models, and they'll kind of position the models in certain ways. But I missed the actors part.
Yeah, she said they hired actors. I'm like, what?
Can you imagine? Like, I just got a job, and it's going to be me playing. You know, I'm going to be playing
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. We're going to be playing a role in her robbery. Like that would just be so random.
Shoot, I'll take that check. I'm good.
Right?
That would be interesting. I would want to... I mean, I know it's, like, very personal, but I'd like to go into the courtroom and, like, see what happened.
Ooh.
And I wonder if they had, like, jury.
Surprised you couldn't like, figure that out, Dakota.
What?
It wasn't... Yeah. It wasn't
I could see you doing it.
I could take us to anything. Front row, I'll be like, what up, Kim? Go ahead and do your little...
It was, he got to guess what I did. I went...
Yeah, I do that to you.
Went to the court hearing, guys. Like, what?
It wasn't a jury. The judge came to get her, essentially, her deposition.
Okay, so there was
and
no
then,
public.
No, there was no public. And then he's going to go back, and I think everything is taped. Mm. And then the jury
Interesting. So that way she doesn't have to go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
And the robber said that they tried doing it before, but Kanye was there and there's too many people around them. So she said this was going to happen whether or not...
Oh, the same night or the same...
No, like it was last like a year. Trip before.
Yeah. Because she goes to Paris every year.
So they were like, we were going to do it last year, but you know, Kanye was there, there's too many people around. So she said this was going to happen to me no matter what, so I'm glad it did so that way we could get it all over with. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's scary to that's know. Scary. Like that she was living... like last year at Paris Fashion Week and literally like not knowing that people were meditating going
she's just living and dancing and having fun not knowing someone wants to take her
and people it's actually are watching good her. Though the time that it happened I mean it, you definitely don't want something like that to happen to her or anybody but you know her kids weren't there which is a good thing like you know it's all these other factors that could have been into play and you know it was just her and I believe that it was the assistant so it's like
who got
it's
fired kind of,
Timing. Did you? Yeah. Did we talk about this last week when Kim was on Ellen? I don't know if we talked about
that. Yeah, we did.
We did? Okay, yeah, because I rewatched that and it was just so, it was such a different side of Kim, that I
love it.
I couldn't remember if we talked about
it. I love it because she doesn't wear the flashy jewelry as much anymore. I feel like she is like a better person because of it.
Yeah, she said that, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So but she's almost like not happy. I mean, I don't know if you'd say happy that happened, but she said it changed her whole life.
She did
say
she was glad that it happened.
Which is crazy to turn something like that into she appreciates life more. She was a very superficial person. I mean, that's Kim Kardashian. That's how she was. So, makes sense.
I'm happy that she found peace in it all and was able to make something good out of it. Because that takes a lot for something so traumatic to turn it around like that. Mm-hmm. But really quick, we're going to get into some news and gossip.
Oh, yeah. That's
really quick.
Yeah, we have... I love this. Okay, so... Basically, what we have here is a few photos, and I wanted to go to this place so bad.
Oh, the ice cream
place. Museum of Ice Cream.
Yes. You went, though, didn't you?
I actually just got tickets. I was able to finally get tickets. It's been sold out, like, the day that they drop. Oh, so I was able to get tickets for July 20-something. Nice. I'm not going to tell you what day someone's going to come.
Were they reasonable, or were they...
$29.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Not at all.
I think it is somewhat timed. Somewhat timed or something, though. So, I mean, I hope they don't, like, rush me out. But this is Penelope with Court, and they are in the sprinkles pool. So, literally, they're in a pool of sprinkles.
But it's not real sprinkles?
It's not real, because otherwise they'd melt, like, when they touch your body and they're hot, the hot heat or whatever. But you know what I'm going to do, guys? I'm going to take a little pill bottle, and I'm like, when I'm in there, I'm going to, like, scoop some of them
out. Are you, Chris?
All right, Chris.
I am. And I'm going to spritz myself with it.
Oh, boy.
What is he going to do?
No, but I'm excited. That will be fun. I'm so excited.
When are you going?
In July. End of July.
It's that... What? Yeah, it's going to take that long?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It is. I'm actually on the website right now.
It's sold out. Thing. Totally sold
out.
What? Yeah.
How did you get these? You would somehow.
Dakota because the day that... I tried to get us in by saying, hey, like... We do this after show. Like, if you let us in, we'll go around and we'll have fun. We'll take photos and promote it on our show and our Instagrams. Mm-hmm. But they said, sorry, we don't have any media passes left. And I was like, fine, I'll have to buy it. Like a regular person.
Yeah, the next available times are in August.
Oh, wow.
Wait, click it, though. Because click and see if there's any.
21st.
Say get tickets and then see if it's sold out. All of them. It's all sold out.
But I love how I didn't even know about this till now. And for somehow.
It's a huge thing.
You know about it.
I've been seeing people take pictures and stuff.
And it's so great because it's going to make my Instagram on fire.
Oh.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
But you know what I love is like I had no idea what it was until he tells me now. And I'm like, ooh, what is that? And you're like, how did you find out about this?
It was everywhere. It was on Facebook. It was everywhere.
It was on Facebook a lot.
But the next photo we have is them also there. I'm trying to think what this next one is. But there we go. Okay, so they have, like, these pink phones lined up. And it's really cool what it says on the phone, but you basically pick it up, and, like, Seth Rogen is on the other line, apparently. And Helix says, welcome to the ice cream museum. I don't
that's
know.
That's random.
But this is North and Kim, and, like, there's
oh,
just...
Oh, that's where they... I saw this picture. Didn't dawn on me that's where they were.
There's
of
so many different...
Of course they can get in and go
so
whenever
many,
they want, right?
Like, different oh, rooms and decorations. Very interactive. And it comes with, like, samples of different ice cream, and it's just very interactive. Like, mm-hmm. sprinkle pool... Things to climb around on, like bananas hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, your Instagram's like, going to be lit.
It is going to be lit.
Especially with the bananas.
And then, oh, they have like banana, they have like swings. Like they have swings so you can like do swing
it.
Set. What?
You missed it.
What happened?
It's okay.
You're going to be rocking your Instagram with bananas. You need to get some.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
oh my gosh.
But then
it's just a good this it just fit the
y'all are so sexual. So sexual.
I mean, you know.
And this has been leading but Court and with the kids and everything. Mason just is having a great time.
Oh, wait, is what's his name with them? Scott or no?
No, I don't think so. No.
Is that the boyfriend or no?
No, it's just a bodyguard.
Can you imagine just being able to go to all these like I'm like, I gotta get tickets, somehow I'll get there in a year and they're just like
well, what they do is so funny because they actually said that celebrities, like if they want to get tickets, they have to wait in line with everybody else.
Oh, wow.
But they just released now because it opens every morning at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. Except on Tuesdays, it's randomly closed. So I guess they made a thing now where if you like tickets are $29. Mm-hmm. If you want a group of 10 people to go in on a private tour, mm-hmm. it's $1,000 or $1,500.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's at 10:30, so you have 30 minutes.
Wow.
So that's what they started
doing.
Which
is not too bad. 10 mm-hmm. people?
I mean, it's a little much.
It sounds like an AfterBuzz
and only
trip.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
How long? How big is this place?
It's not huge.
Yeah, but 30 minutes, you have 10 people, and you know, you go, and it's 10 people or more, you go two at a time, you can get, how many pictures, like if you go to a lit place or a lit concert, how many pictures do you take in like 10 minutes?
Oh, I thought it was going to be like an hour's worth of walking around
no,
and eating. And
no. It's like timed, like they get you in and out. Yeah, they're like backed up. Like they have like every 5 or 10 minutes they'll like send in a group. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. But I love Kim here. I love the dress and I love the. She is actually wearing some jewelry. First time we've seen her in some jewelry in a little while. It's very simple, very like elegant, not anything too crazy or flashy. But
well, I think if anybody ever tries again, she has enough bodyguards around her mm-hmm. and security system that's going to be very tough.
Ice cream's my favorite food, and I just want to go now, and it's not going
to. The tickets are all sold out through August, but if they ever drop again, I'll let you know, and you'll have to reserve them when they drop because it's crazy.
So save that $29.
Yeah, save that $29.
September. I'm gonna check when.
But
I
they go. May they because they came from New York, so they may not actually gonna. They may just be like going somewhere else now after LA. So they've
what?
Extended it.
Yeah,
they've extended it to August, and then they're it's like a pop up type of thing.
Oh, well, I thought it was like a brand new thing.
It is brand new,
but like,
but
it's permanent.
Permanent.
No.
What? Yeah. So now I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to go.
Probably not.
You're not.
Howard's like,
what?
Nope.
Dakota, help me. You know how to get these things. Help me.
Stick
I
to the McDonald's
it.
Ice cream.
Oh, that's where I'm going right after this, you guys.
The tea. Also, I don't know if you're gonna mention it. Scott and Kris Jenner, he's having a reality show on real estate.
Stop.
Yeah, flipping
no
houses.
No way. Wait, Kris?
So Kris is the executive producer.
Okay.
And it's Scott's show, and he's going to be flipping houses. Show.
That's actually cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would watch that. Yeah. Like, I like those kind of extreme makeover
is
house
into,
things.
Is that
yeah,
specific?
Yeah, remember him and Courtney were very into interior design.
I think he does that on, like,
the
Beyond
side.
The Show. Mm-hmm. That's what he does.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, because what does he do besides make appearances for being Scott?
Like, but he doesn't.
No, he does other, like, I think he has all other business ventures. He's not just, like, Scott.
That's what's... Okay, see, that's cool.
I'm
that's
into
how
it.
I'd watch that.
I think that's cool. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I like this.
Kris
has
another
yeah,
show.
His,
she's
like,
a genius.
His douchey ways actually might translate well on TV, like just on his own show. And it depends on the cast of characters around him. And given the fact that it's very diverse, you just never know.
So. That's true. That's
do you know
true.
When it airs or no?
I do not.
What channel?
Probably it's going to be E or Bravo or one of those.
I'm excited. That's
like,
really
even
cool
like
news.
Even like Home and whatever those are.
Or
HGTV.
WeTV.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
But kudos to Kris, too. Supermom. She's even helping the ex-husband? Is he? Whatever
ex,
he is.
Yeah.
The ex.
Who's the ex?
Scott.
Oh. Yeah, she's a genius.
She is.
She has so many things
really
under
is.
Her name. I'm like, okay.
I love it.
She's made this empire. Yeah.
Kylie show too.
Corey needs to impregnate her ASAP.
Oh my gosh. I don't think. Oh my god. Okay, so speaking of impregnation, I did think it was really funny. Like the thing previous. For next week, mm-hmm. how like some royal family reached out to her to try to get her eggs. I'm like, she has eggs still?
You never know. How old is she? Like 54?
She's 61.
Oh, you never know. Janet had a kid at 50.
That's true.
She might have her eggs frozen. You don't know.
That's true. That is so true. But do you guys have any like predictions for next week?
Get some of those eggs to Chloe.
Seriously.
I know. Or wasn't Chloe just freezing?
Actually, you know what? I think it was more of Lamar's deal because I think with all the drugs and stuff, apparently, like, he was, like, there was problems with, like, the...
See, I don't know if they ever actually came out with the reason behind it because I know...
Chloe said something about it.
Because I remember she was crying on one of the seasons where she was like, I just can't get pregnant. But it could be Lamar.
I heard it was actually from him, and I think it maybe it was in her book.
She needs to pull an okie doke on Tristan then. Call it day.
She needs to
pull an okie doke on Tristan.
Freeze her eggs.
No, just pull it. She can afford it. Even if he leaves, she has a kid. Like, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Go on, Chloe. And it's going to be a baller. That's like the okie doke. I mean, switcheroo.
What does that mean?
Hi, Tristan. I'm really on the pill and everything, but I'm really not. And oops, it was an accident. Okey-doke.
You know, if a guy did that to a girl and, like, took the thing off in the middle of it,
that's okie doke.
Everyone would be
but
like,
but both parties
out.
Can afford it. So it's not
that's
a big
true.
Deal.
Well,
I'm just saying. Chloe's not getting any older, any younger. Just a suggestion. Holla at me, I'll help you out.
Holla at her. yeah, cool.
I would feel guilty being like lying. Oops, actually, you have this kid because I was a little bitch.
Oh, shoot.
Ooh.
Wow.
Sit
the tea.
Okay, let's briefly get into some predictions. You guys got any predictions?
And now,
you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
I predict that Scott's gonna be an ass just continuing on the rest of the season.
I think you might hit the nail on the head on that one.
I don't really have too many. I predict that Chris doesn't really have any eggs. I don't think. I don't think she's gonna give eggs over to her. Or this might just be a really big joke.
That would be funny.
From the kids.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The royal family.
A royal Kardashian? Like, that's like, iconic.
Like, who's royal family? Like, Burger King type of royal?
Oh, wow.
We're talking...
I'm just saying.
Ooh,
we're talking...
Ooh, the shade saying. Tonight.
We're talking Princess royal? Kate. You know, we're talking, like... I think my biggest prediction is the fact that she's going to sell her eggs and we're going to get a baby out of it. I'm kidding. What
this
about
family's
you?
Done so many things that I'm just like, I don't know.
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many ways to go with this. I don't know. Kim's gonna make more money. They're all just gonna make more money.
Some
there's a lip line somewhere and a clothing line coming up. They're gonna demo something else, and the dash door is gonna get broken into, and they're gonna cry, and they're gonna get to some more fights. And
oh my God,
Chloe will do the okie doke, and she'll get pregnant finally. And Corey and Chris will get married.
Oh no!
And then Scott will jerk off in the hotel.
What did Corey say on this episode where we thought it was corny? Corey was,
oh, we were thinking about that.
When we were like, Chris was like, such a pretty view.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Corey
just
was
like you. Yeah! It's corny, cheesy, but lovely. Okay, it's corny for us to watch, but if somebody said that to you,
just
be like,
like,
oh my gosh.
I'd be
so
like,
nice.
Thanks, babe. You're still not getting none. Okay.
Oh.
Keep it pushing.
I feel like she gives him some.
Why isn't Corey getting any?
I think Corey is, because especially like the end of the years with Bruce, I don't think that that was happening.
Any, yeah.
So well, I think now.
So you don't think Corey's getting any?
I really
no,
don't.
I do.
Oh,
really
no.
Don't. I don't think he's getting four. He might be getting, you know, a little foreplay.
Oh, would you?
You know, a little lead up to it.
Do you know what foreplay
like,
is,
baby,
Dakota?
I'm tired.
Huh? Do you know what foreplay is?
Oh, my God, yes. I know what that is.
Do you know what the magic stick is?
Oh,
ooh.
My God.
Hold on.
Guys.
We don't turn this to a sex talk with Dr. Drew.
Oh, my
I ain't
God.
Doing it.
This is a whole other after show.
I mean, Dakota, if you need some help, I'll show you.
Oh, cool.
Lord, now I got Amber Rose next to me.
Sorry, I don't know why. I just really love making him uncomfortable, and it's bad. I need to
you
stop.
Guys, I'm like...
You talk to Amber Rose over here.
Lord. Guys, there's four of us. There's enough to share. Come on.
Oh, my. Well, then.
Okay, so where can we find you?
Anyway, you guys, you can find AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on all social media platforms at Mr. Dakota T. Jones and my new talk show, Millennial Hollywood, on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk.
Whew. Well, then, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I got really distracted. I know some people were on the live chat. Thank you for being on the live chat. And thank you for all your comments and all. Yes. Miss Amber.
You can find her at Amber Rose.
You can find me at Amber. No, you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, Twitter, Let's Face It 33, and then you can find me after this at Mr. Dakota D. Jones. No! I had to. Come on, that was good.
I was going to say something so inappropriate, but I'm just for Dakota's sake. Okay, I'll say it.
I want you to say it now.
No, it's okay.
Well, you can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com, and not at Dakota's house. I'll be on my own.
Really?
Oh my gosh, you guys, we are diabolical. We are so sleazy, but you know what? We love you guys so much. I'm
this is the most sexual show we've had, I know.
I'm like Mr. Innocent.
Last week we were like out of it. This week there's a lot of sexual tension. You were just ignoring it. But
sexual tension.
Well, I don't
she
mean
has
it like
tension towards me. But you know what, you guys? We love you guys. Have a great night and we'll talk to you very soon.
Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.